welcome to the Natty's Podcast. My name is Jared, and I am joined once again by Andrew D.
Hello, hello, hello.
And today we have lots to talk about. Of course, we have the Natty's Online Tournament that's going on right now. And we now have our final two. We are down to Alexander out of Quebec City and Perry out of Toronto.
Heard that guy's a chump.
So we have one First Order and we have one Separatist. That's our finals.
Way to go. Thank goodness that First Order's in the end there. Like, good job, both of those guys, actually. They're both excellent players. It's really awesome to see that they've made it this far. And so cool. Can't wait to see how it turns out.
Well, and I think in a lot of ways, these guys are both kind of the underdogs. Jeff Asiri having beat Alex already once, and you know, Jeff having not been defeated yet, I think people kind of were just betting that Jeff was going to win, but by 20 points, Alex snuck in there, snuck out the win. And then Perry, I mean, he was our guest last week, and he, you know, had a 3-2 record coming into the cut. Just barely squeaking into that cut. And now here he is in the finals.
Yeah. They're both excellent players. It's really been nice to see like some back and forth, like you mentioned. It'll be really cool to see how this turns out. I hope that we can get this streamed. That'd be so cool.
That would be.
If you're listening, guys.
Yeah, and Nickel City X-Wing has been good about posting some, like, streaming some of our games. So,
he's been awesome.
Thank you for that out there.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah. Now, there's another thing that has happened, and we have now an article. And the article is entitled Reinforcements of Renown. And this article is talking about the 3 Squadron packs that we have mentioned before, but we now have more information. Along with this article, some people have done some digging and have found the inserts for the 3 Squadron packs off of the German website. And it's been a real tough job, but we have actually done our best to translate them and figure out what is new, what is coming. So there's some stuff that we know what it is, and there's some stuff that we don't. We just know that it's going to be new. I think the first card that everyone is really talking about, though, is Darth Vader in a TIE Defender.
What are your thoughts, Jared? What do you think about Darth Vader? I mean, a lot of people are hating.
I think the first thing is that he has a new ship ability, and from the photo, from the spread, we know what his ship ability is, and it is, you cannot spend force on anything but attacks. But you can spend one force during an attack to change one blank to a hit. So he's going to hit like a truck. But he cannot use things like supernatural. He cannot use his force to defend himself. So he is, you know, as fragile as any other TIE defender. And not as positionally scary as, you know, some other versions of Vader.
Yeah, without the double reposition, the positional bit is a lot different, but it'll be interesting what kind of stuff is on his action bar, because if he has a mod slot like the Defender does have, he's super scary. Nothing like an advanced sensors at...
You mean a system slot?
Sorry.
Because they don't have mod slots. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah, system slot. So advanced sensors at I-6 is just as good as like being able to spend his force to, you know, make a move beforehand. It's the same deal. It's even cheaper.
Yep. The difference is with the advanced sensors, you are then not getting your evade token, which he then becomes
totally fine. A lot of people who have flown defenders with advanced sensors know that having shots and not being shot at is almost as good as not having a token.
Yep. Or as having a token, you mean?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Almost as good as having a token.
Yep. I just mean, like, it's not as scary having advanced sensors as, say, supernatural. right? Advanced sensors is probably slightly better than precognitive reflexes, but it's not as scary as that supernatural because he's not getting to move, get his tokens and whatnot. He's still, it's a choice that he has to make of like, hey, I'm going to make this move. And him being an I6, he has better knowledge than everybody else. But he's like, I'm going to use this action now and possibly not get my token.
I think possibly. The only exchange there is that it is crazy expensive to do that, to throw on supernatural or precognitive, right? So 10 points for advanced sensors is like a crazy good deal.
Yeah, at an I6 super is 32 points or something like that. Like it's at an I6, it's kind of stupid. Probably because they don't want people like Vader or Anakin using it, but. I'm still just meaning it's not as scary. It's not as the world is ending as I think some people are hyping it up to be. I'm seeing some people say like, oh, he should have 120 points minimum, and it's like, I don't think that's where it is.
What do you think his minimum hits at?
Minimum? Probably 90. I mean, I would say 90 is a good spot for him myself.
Yeah, you think so? I'm thinking like, but anywhere between 90 and 95, closer to 95, I think is going to be his base cost.
Yeah, I would still play him at 95 probably,
oh,
but
God.
Yeah,
same
like 100,
100%.
At 110, I think I'm. I don't know how good he would be at 110, just for, you know. The points you're paying for him versus what his output is going to be. Because if he's 110, he's over half your list. He's got to put in some work before, you know, the other ship. Because you're probably not getting, you're probably not getting very much for that other 90 points in your list.
Yeah, if he's 110, like, what does that even work out to be? Like, what could you even throw in there? Super is 110.
You could put in Howl Runner and Iden. Obviously everything is points dependent, and let's see where he lands. But I think Fighter is going to be. I hope that he's not priced out of play. You know, there's some people that think. Price him out of play. Don't let that ship be on the table. In competitive, make him. You know, I heard one person that was crazy and was like, make him 200 points so you can only bring him an epic. And I think that is just ridiculous. Like, I think
yeah,
with these
crazy.
With somebody like Darth Vader, you kind of want to see him on the table. But yeah, he's got to be up there. I think if he's 80, he's a steal. But if he's 90, he's probably reasonable. My opinion. Early.
Yeah, I think you could do some funky things. Like, I would take... There's a couple lists I could think of, right? You either take a support ship and just support everything into him, and then have him hit, steal points, and let them try to tear into Vader, but most likely with... If he's coordinated and he's like, tokened up and everything like that, most likely you're not doing any damage to Vader whatsoever. Not anything worthwhile, at least. And then... You know, you let the support ship burn down. That's fine. You score whatever points you can, and then you just run with Vader. And you just take the game. Now, even at 110 points, that leaves, like, still a good, you know, 80 points for a support ship if you really wanted to pour it into them, right?
Yeah.
And you can get a really good Lambda for 80 points.
Yeah, it's... Just, if you have a Lambda, like... You're really counting on Vader to be putting it like punching hard and probably above his weight at the beginning, because that Lambda's probably going down without much else to defend him. The Lambda can punch, but it can also just get super outmaneuvered and melt.
I think Psy would be really cool because you could get those mods for both Vader and you.
Yep.
And what else would you put on that thing, even to like best support? Because it's really tricky. Because the interesting thing about Vader is that you can't do anything that is like force related, where he would spend force. Pelt doesn't work because it's as if he spent force.
Yep.
So there are some tricky things here.
Pelt probably would work because it's not him spending force.
Yeah, it is actually. If you, Palpatine says, you may spend one force to modify one of its dice as though the ship had spent one force. And Vader says specifically, you can't spend force. Mm. So, unfortunately, they cancel each other out.
Maybe. No, anyways, in the article we did get some spoilers as to a ship that's in the Defender. And this is Vault Scaris. Now, Vault Scaris is also in the TIE Interceptor. Both ships, same ability. Both ships, I-5. He comes with one decurring charge, I guess you would call it.
Yep.
Where he loses a charge at the end of every turn. And he says, has an action. Gain one strain token to recover one charge. Before you engage, you may spend one charge to perform an action. So kind of like a built-in, more painful passive sensors, but with more options?
Yeah, well, I mean, you get to do it with perfect knowledge, right?
Yep.
Because at what point in the... Is it at the beginning of the engagement phase?
No, before you engage.
Oh, before you engage.
So
yeah,
if you're facing another I-5, you're player number two, you've already been shot at before you're doing your action.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah.
And with gaining a strain token for it, that can be, you know, with these defenders, they rely on their green dice a lot of times, and losing a dice, that's kind of a painful thing. But yeah, you get your action bar wide open.
Yeah, that's another one that I think you possibly, I think that's another one that you could possibly coordinate, and then you get it gone really early, right? Because
yep.
You can still, like, this isn't a passive sensors where it locks you into not being able to be coordinated, so...
Exactly.
And then you coordinate, you do your blue, and then next thing you know, if you don't have any different titles, mm-hmm. Or for configs, I should say, then you get to still do three actions, and one with perfect knowledge.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that's pretty... That's pretty sick.
I think also this is one of those things where you can kind of defer that action sometimes, but I don't think he's going to be one of those guys that you're using all the time to do this. It's going to be those, you know, say if you're flying double Ds and you've also got Rexler, and Rexler's aiming down at somebody who's got two health left. Well, Vault can say, I'll let Rexler take his shot, see if he destroys that guy. If he does, then I'm going to target lock this other guy instead. But for the most part, maybe you're not using that ability.
Mm-hmm.
It's just giving him options.
We can also touch on the idea that at the same time, he, with the same ability, comes in on the Interceptor as well in this pack.
Yes. And that could be really good again with, you know, that. And I think he's maybe possibly going to be a first player I-5. Where he might work better,
so.
You know, in that interceptor, you spend that charge, you wait, and then you say, hey, my opponent has put himself in a place, I'm going to barrel roll, boost, that's my double action type of thing, and
yeah.
Now he has no shot, even though he was second player, because he, you know, he chose a position, and I get to now, with perfect knowledge, get out of his arc.
Mm-hmm. And I think him being coordinated on the Interceptor is almost like stronger than him being coordinated in the Defender. I don't know. It's very tricky.
Yep.
I-5, though, that's still really good. I mean, I-5 is a good spot.
Yep.
We'll see how it goes, because he definitely could get caught, so that's the scary part, right? Like, how scared are you going to be if you face off against I-6 is to use that ability?
Oh, very scared.
Right, very scared.
100%. Yeah, that's against I-6s. He's in trouble, because you got that. I mean, maybe depending on who your I-6 is, but for the most part, you know, you don't want to face against a Darth Vader or a Fen Rao with a strain. Like, no, especially in the Interceptor.
Yeah.
Now, talking about the Interceptor, and the Tide Offender, two other cards that we have that are spoiled are condition cards. And these are new condition cards. The Tide Offender gets one called Tide Offender Elite. For this, you remove the Full Throttle ship ability that gives him the evade token after doing a 3-5 maneuver. You decrease the difficulty of your turns, left and right, but you increase the difficulty of your Choreogrand turns, your K turns, and you gain a new ship ability called Advanced Fire Control, which after you perform a cannon or missile attack, if you have a lock on the defender, you may perform a bonus primary attack against the defender. In the first place, I see this Vessery.
Yeah, Vessery. You know, the tough part still with Vessery is that he's I4, right? It really, it's tricky because you want to be. These are ships that have a ton of points invested in them, and you are no longer
evading free.
You are not a TIE defender anymore. You're like a TIE aggressor, right? You are no longer. You're all in offense. You have no defense, basically. So it's scary, right? Scary to like, yay, you come up and double tap, but then you could also, especially at I4, you could just get burnt. Like, you can bleed points. Ugh.
Now, a question that I've been having with some of my friends is, what do you think are points for this? Do you think that this could be the first negative point card in X-Wing? I know previously FFG has said they really don't want to do negative point cards. They really are trying to build the frames perfectly the first time. But do you think this could be a negative point card? Would you fly this at zero?
Yes. Oh, 100%. I'll take Vader with it. Vader can lean right into full offense.
Yeah, but then you're leaving him without a, like, because his force doesn't work in defense. You're leaving him with almost nothing defensive wise.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus him. I'm going to coordinate him. I'm going to focus him. I'm going to roll up. I'm going to lock. And I'm going to put FCS strapped onto that ship. And I'm going to. And we're looking at cannon, right? That's our first shot, right?
Cannon or missile?
Yeah, cannon or missile. Maybe. Do we do HLC here? Maybe. Or do. You know what? That's not that bad. So we got two options here. We either roll in and we have like an auto blaster, which could help with the I6 getting those good shots on. Yep. I think we got FCS. If we have auto blaster, it's. I think. What I don't even know what we are using as a force upgrade on Vader. I lean maybe towards hate, just because you can.
There's not a lot of options that he has because he cannot spend his force on force upgrades. You can't use sense. You can't use precog. You can't use foresight, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe. He might be able to use it on foresight, actually.
Because
that's an attack.
He's focused, and then he just double taps and hopes to tear through things. And then he's got the focus, so just spend the focus on the mod, and you know if he. You know, he's, and then he gets, you know, if he gets, he loses some, hopefully you're not losing more than half, right? So then you run. Vader is going to be a point fortress. Sense is an interesting one. Not really, though. Yeah, I mean, if you want to bring your list to 200, you can, but.
Well, you can't use Sense on Vader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's another one bad, eh? Yeah, literally.
You're kind of stuck with hate.
Hate. Okay.
Now, there's another condition card. Not condition. Configuration card that we've been given. This is called Sensitive Controls, and it is for any ship with auto thrusters. And it replaces the auto thrusters ship ability with Sensitive Controls, which says during the system phase, you may perform a red barrel roll or red boost action. So this can go on either the TIE Interceptor or the TIE Silencer as flown by Kylo.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. I don't want it on Kylo. I want it on Blackout.
Yeah. I think the two places I see it is Blackout and then a lower initiative, you know, one of these ships. I'm looking at, like, the Saber or the Alphas. Getting that oh, especially, like, the Saber, getting the block off. I don't think I want to use it on somebody like Kylo or Cintir Fell. I think Cintir really wants his double reposition to make sure he gets that bullseye. But somebody like a Saber who's going to be like, I'm going to boost or barrel roll, get that block, and then do my blue move. And if I don't get a shot, well, it's better to have that block and other guys getting really good shots. And then for Blackout, yeah. I want to be behind rocks all the time.
Yeah, unless you have a special ability that really works with it, you're either a low initiative or you are... that's it. Low initiative or special ability. Yep. That's it. Because I think auto thrusters on 8 on high initiative is just so strong, so powerful.
Now, the thing with both of these configuration cards, they are both standardized, which means that you cannot bring, you know, say, a Darth Vader with the TIE Defender Elite and a Rexler Brath without. If you bring one with it, you have to bring everybody with. If you bring Kylo and Blackout, and Blackout has sensitive controls, so does Kylo. So you're really gotta, you know, you're leaning into these cards if you take it.
I think that's the nice thing of that. If we consider First Order, let's say, at least we have TIE Baron.
Yep.
And then we have TIE Silencer. And then we have Special Forces TIE, right? We have other options. I think the same deal in the Empire, but it's maybe a little harder for if we're looking for those aces, right?
Yep.
Because aces are literally in TIE Advanced, TIE Interceptor.
That's kind of it right now, really.
I mean, you can kind of say Whisper, right? Whisper's a little ace-esque, right?
Yep.
And you could say the high-end defenders, maybe just like a Rexler Brath. He really becomes an ace if you put advanced sensors. But that is kind of where our aces kind of end, like that ace feel in general.
Yep.
That I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, Grand Inquisitor, but without the double reposition, it's a little harder.
Yep.
Standardize is a really good tool to keep things from being... it's a good control, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, with points, I could fit so much in here. Like, yeah, but if you put the standardized in, you're going to... Are you really going to want to put Cintir Fell in?
Yep.
Probably not.
Now, in our TIE Defender, we know we are getting Darth Vader at I-6. We're getting Vault Scaris at I-5. We're getting the Delta Squadron... I-1. We're getting the Onyx Ace I-4, I believe he is, right? I-4?
Maybe the other way around, but yeah.
Yeah, the Onyx Squadron Ace is 4, the Delta is 1. And then we are also getting an I-3 Captain Dobbs, which we don't know anything really about yet. All we can see is, while another friendly something, something, something defends before the something, something, something step, if you are in something, not ionized something, you something cancel something. A lot of text on his card, and we can't read half of it.
Yeah, my best guess is that if you're not ionized, you can be become ionized, and you cancel a certain amount of damage.
Yeah, that seems to be the what it's looking like.
Yeah.
In the TIE Interceptor, we are getting Sienna Ree at I-6, and hers is after you perform something, the Defender something, one stress something. After a friendly something destroyed, remove? Then we are getting, like we said, Vault Scaris.
Yeah, I don't have a clue about that one.
Yeah, no clue. We're getting Vault Scaris at I-5. We are getting Commandant... where'd he go?
Goran.
Commandant Goran, who is an I-4. We're getting Gideon Hask at I-4. And we're getting Nash Windrider at I2.
Oh, and Lieutenant Laurier.
Oh, yeah, at I3. Lieutenant Laurier is I3. And again, can't really see a whole lot. We know that Laurier is got something to do with banks. And that Nash has something to do with ships that are destroyed.
Yeah.
And Commandant Goran has something to do with lower initiative friendlies.
It's going to be interesting, though. It's going to be so nice to have these different... I think the same way that Rebels are going to experience RZ-1 A-Wings, the Empire is going to feel like that for their interceptors.
Now, another cool thing about this pack that I think is that this pack, unlike previous squadron packs, facilitates epic play. So we are getting two new epic command cards in each of these packs. In the Sky Strike Academy Imperial pack, we have Shadow Squadron and Sky Strike Academy Student. And Shadow Squadron says, well, Shadow Wing, I think it's called here, says, equip this side face up. You are a wing leader. Your wingmates must be 2 to 5 other ships of your ship type. After you are placed, flip this card. And we don't know what the other side says. But we know that it is for Imperials when the Elend TIE Fighters, the TIE Interceptors, or the TIE SA Bombers. So you can get a Bomber Wing. With...
Nice.
The next new cards we're getting 4 Disciplined. Don't know what those are. And we're getting 2 Not Turns.
Oh, Discipline might be really cool. Whenever you get things like 4 of them, and like, you know, it's just like, you're going to want to put it out there. There's a reason why there's 4.
I mean, hope so. I'm looking at Dedicated there, over from the Republic. And I would say I disagree that you don't always know, but I'm hoping that Disciplined is good.
I'm being hopeful.
We're getting so we're getting 4 Disciplined. This is a talent. And Not Turn. We're getting 2 of those cards, and it is also a talent.
Not Turn. Oh, and this is, I wonder what that is.
Knot, like you tie a knot with some string.
That's when you don't turn, right? Not turn.
Yeah.
You go straight. Only straight.
Not wrong, wrong knot. Wrong knots.
Could you... Oh, man. I bet you it's one of those like maneuver cards or something like that where it's where you get to do something.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's some kind of like super tight turn, like a
Starboard slash thing, but it's like a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, could you... man, not turn? Is this going to be... If it's more...
When you boost...
Versatile maneuvering, is it going to be like a Sunterfell? Like, I want this?
When you boost, you can use the one... the one bank as a Talon roll.
Is that it?
I don't know. It's a guess.
Wouldn't it be so cool? Could you imagine?
I can't imagine.
Right? Sunterfell. 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 It doesn't matter if you're stressed. Sunterfell.
Now, in the card art, we see two cards that are talent. One has 2 Imperial Navy officers saluting each other. I'm assuming that's dedicated. And the other one, we see a defender looking like it's flying past Sky Strike Academy. So, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the Rebels, the Dirty Rebels.
Do we get extreme maneuvers in this pack?
Yeah, so we are getting extreme maneuvers. We're getting instinctive aim. We're getting sense.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why we're getting any force upgrades in this pack, because all 3 force upgrades that they have... I mean, maybe actually instinctive aim you can use, because it is 4 an attack.
But extreme maneuvers?
No, instinctive aim.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, extreme maneuvers is also in the pack.
Yeah,
right?
I have no idea.
And sense is also in the pack.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm saying the only one I can kind of see is instinctive aim. Because you could probably say you could use it. Same with palp. You could probably say Vader gets to use palps while he's rolling. But I don't know. Yeah, anyways. While he's rolling attacks. The funny one of those is sense. The German word is Gespers. I don't know how to say it exactly. Gesper. which the actual literal translation is flare.
Ooh.
I had to actually go to the German squad builder to look up the card art for this card to match it to the English one. And then another fun, the force, they don't call force, they call power abilities.
I think the rest of this cast we should just do in German.
Just do in German? Yeah, that's not going to go over too well. Moving on to our Rebel pack, we have the Phoenix Squadron pack.
We should mention that there are more things in these packs. It's just that it's just stuff that's already been out before, mostly.
Yeah. Yes.
All of it, actually. All the stuff that we're not mentioning.
Anything there's we haven't stuff, mentioned.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So moving on, we have Hera Syndulla. And once again, Hera Syndulla is coming in both ships. In this pack, we're getting a B-Wing and two A-Wings. Hera in both of these is an I-6. And her ability reads... Why don't you read the ability for us there?
Sure. Hera, while another friendly ship at range 1 to 2 defends or performs an attack, you may transfer one of your focus of aid tokens or locks to that ship.
Yes. Now, your lock tokens... your locks are the locks that you own. So those are the locks that Hera has on other ships. Mm-hmm. Whereas your lock tokens are other people's locks that their tokens are on your ship. It's your token, it's their lock.
Yeah.
So, because I was listening to a podcast, a bigger podcast, and they had no clue what that was. But that is how the rules work according to the Hollow rules.
Well, that just means we're better.
I'm not gonna go there and say that we're better than the big guys, but we sometimes get things right that they don't. But so what my question is when does this happen? Because while there's a long time of while, does this mean that, you know, Hera's flying beside
perform an attack?
Is this Hera flying beside Luke? Hera has a lock on somebody that Luke goes to take a shot at. Luke rolls blanks, and Hera's like, "Hey, Luke, take my lock." Or is this like Hera comes up, Luke says, "I'm going to shoot this person." Hera says, "Here, take my lock." Has to say then, "Here, take my lock," or else not pass it. I feel it's supposed to be the latter, but is actually the former.
I think it's, while another friendly ship at range 1 to 2 defends or performs an attack, you may transfer one. So I'm thinking that, I guess you're right. It's any time during the attack or the defense, right? It doesn't express explicitly unless there is some wording in the reference that I know of. That I don't know of.
Yeah. So I feel like this one is going to need to be retconned later on. But
that is an interesting thing,
As is, wow, is that powerful. Hera can literally take a lock on somebody, you know, not spend it herself because only two attack dice, and just wait until somebody whiffs and be like, "Oh yeah, bud, here you go. Here's this lock token. Reroll that."
Never again will you have to feel bad when you spend the lock, get all focus.
Well, and everybody else can just take focus and just be like, "I'm just gonna focus. I've got this other lock here that I can possibly spend if I really need to."
Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of fun if you have a low initiative ship too.
Yep.
Because you can just hold it with Hera, and they can choose to either shoot Hera, or like I'm saying, if Hera has a focus, for example.
Yep.
And then you can wait, and then you just send it over.
Yep.
If they don't choose to shoot Hera.
Yep.
And Hera's in. I mean, the B wing can get ripped.
Yep.
But in an A wing, like
wow, A-wings
are pretty annoying to shoot at.
Yeah. Yeah, just and at I-6, she is going to know the board, know where everything is, and just say, "Nah, I feel like doing this time."
She's going to be a monster with rockets.
Yeah. And talking about the A-Wings. The A-Wings also are getting a standardized configuration card. For this one, it requires vectored thrusters, which so far only the RZ-1s have vectored thrusters. And it's called Vectored Cannons, RZ-1, which reads, gain a turret arc indicator. single turret arc indicator. Treat the arc requirement of your front arc primary attack as turret arcs. And then replace your vectored thruster ship ability with vectored cannons. During the system phase, you may perform a red boost or a red rotate action. You can rotate your turret arc indicator only to your front or back. So it becomes a system phase RZ2.
Yeah, I think that's really good still. Time on target.
Yeah. Huge time on target. You just have like these...
Thousands of Rebel players are crying out in joy.
Yeah. You have these A-Wings now have this turret arc ability that their older brother or their younger brothers had for a couple years now, and they're finally getting it themselves. Now we do see the epic version of a card. There's going to be an epic version and a non-epic title. Both are B6 blade wing prototypes, so if you're playing epic, you cannot bring both because it is a unique, and they both have the same name. It adds a gunner slot and then reads, attack requires target lock. Gain one ion token to perform this attack. If this attack hits, the defender suffers one additional hit or crit damage for each matching uncancelled result after the first. So the first hit or crit or whatever it is goes through as a single. If you rolled, hit crit though, they're taking one hit, two crits. If you rolled three crits, they're taking five. Wow.
What do you think the standard version of this is going to be?
Well, and so this also is shooting three dice at range 2 to 4. I think the standard version is going to be 2 to 3. I don't think it's going to see a range 4 shot in regular play. I think that's going to be epic only.
Yeah.
And other than that, I think that that's probably going to be kind of where it is. I think the big thing is that the title is going to be 2 to 3 and the epic is 2 to 4.
Yeah, 100% agree. I think that's exactly going to be what it is. I think it'll have a good price cost with it. I think it'll probably be like, maybe 6 points.
Yeah, I don't think I would go too much high. Six is probably good. I don't know that I would go past 8, I don't think. Because it's only 3 dice. It doesn't prevent range bonuses. And you have to put in more than 2 damage more than 1 damage. You have to put in 2 or more damage in order to really see the benefit of this shot besides the gunner slot.
It'll scare people though, I can tell you that.
It will scare people.
March this thing along and be like, "Hi, Mr. Decimator."
Against the low agility ships, scary. Against, your higher agility ships, it can hit like a truck because, they can whiff, but at the same time, your averages are saying it's probably not going to see a whole lot of benefit.
Yeah. I think it's got low floor, right?
Yep.
Or moderate floor because it's still an attack, right?
Yep.
And then you have to have that lock, right? And then I think it has
very high ceiling.
Mediocre to high ceiling.
Yeah.
Right?
Where it can go, huge. Where it's always going to go, probably close to average.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is for B-Wing only. So you're already shooting a 3 attack die front, like primary gun. So you're not gaining a whole lot as for like a lot of times when you're adding a weapon.
Pretty scary on Hera though, on I-6 B-Wing.
Yeah. Yep.
You're getting, if somebody coordinates you or gives you that lock, right? And then you like roll in or even you get a focus, yep, right? And then you take a lock, like oof. Doing it first, getting that big old damage, and sometimes honestly you're just perhaps doing a 1 forward, right? So the ion won't necessarily be that scary. However, at other times it could be really scary, but I think at I-6 you'll have the knowledge of how that will mm-hmm. be.
And I think maybe even Gina Moonsong, the I-5, we haven't seen her very much, we haven't really seen her at all, but maybe that being that I-5, this is going to be enough to bring her into play, possibly. Mm-hmm. Just
that's possible.
You know, yeah. Getting that stabilized S foils. Maybe she can see play with this.
Yep. Yeah, I would agree. It's a possibility.
So one thing about the spread that we see is that the upgrade cards we see are wrong. We see a whole bunch of tech slot stuff, and they are not getting any of those. That was a mistake that comes mostly from the Heralds of Hope pack. We don't know a whole lot else from this pack as far as abilities or what cards do.
Ooh, Wedge. Wedge has got the same ability.
Wedge has a
similar A-wing, but it's a primary attack.
Wedge has a similar ability. It is not quite exactly the same. So his new ability says, while you perform a primary attack, if the defender is in your front arc, the defender rolls one fewer defense die. So it's very similar, but it doesn't require a front arc attack. So it works with the RZ2 configuration. And it still reduces
RZ1 configuration.
Thank you. And it still reduces agility, same as normal. So Wedge is still doing Wedge things, just it is not locked to a front arc attack. So you could do this with your turret.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean,
it's just a primary attack at the front. Yeah. So as long as you're performing a primary attack at the front, and I think you cannot strap the turret rotation thing because it turns your primary to
you
a
You can because it only requires it's in your front arc, not making a front arc shot.
Ah, okay.
So your front arc is always...
That's super annoying.
That's your arc, always. So it's just saying which arc it's in, not what you're shooting it with. It's annoying, but it's only two dice. So it's not...
Yeah, but can you imagine, like, ow, 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 again? Really?
And
ow, ow.
A-wings are good at paper-cutting you to death.
Yes.
Now, we do see some pilots. We have Ahsoka Tano flying an A-wing at I-5. Oh, my goodness. What is going on with the world?
That's going to be scary.
We see a...
Just take an evade. We already know how hard Inquisitors yes. are. Now you're an I-5. Like, oh, jeez. And I'm sure Ahsoka's going to have some pretty relatable abilities for the Rebels to be utilizing.
We see Shara Bay, who was a first edition ARC pilot. She's now in an A-wing at I-4.
Isn't she still an ARC?
I don't believe...
Yeah, she's still an ARC. She's still an ARC in 2.0. She says that while you defend or perform a primary attack, you may spend one lock you have on the enemy ship to add one focus result to your dice results. I wonder if we see that ability just completely come over to an A-wing.
It looks like it.
Yeah. Like, that could definitely
What I see is, and while you defend or attack, you may spend on the enemy ship two your dice. So that
which works with Hera.
Yes. Yep.
Right? Because you take the lock... She sends over the focus so you can mod, and then if you roll up into range one, and next thing is four attack
you're,
dice, right?
Or you're the I-4, so you take the focus, Hera takes the lock, and Hera says, hey, Shara, you take this lock, I didn't need it. You take the four dice.
Yeah. Yeah, and the best thing, these abilities are on A-Wing, so it means you can kind of manage their prices a little bit more, because obviously they're not going to be as expensive as an ARC, per se.
Exactly. Then we see there's Nertrim Pollard, who's an I-3 B-Wing. Don't really know what he says. We have Sabine Wren flying an A-Wing at I-3. And we have... Who am I missing? Derek Clivian, who is flying an A-Wing at I-3.
Okay.
We are seeing that they are getting a Phoenix Squadron Epic Command card. And then we have three talents that are brand new that we don't know what they are at all. And they're called Hopefully.
Oh. That's going to be... That's scary for all those talents, especially with A-Wings.
Yep. Now, like we said, we have a title that is the B-Wing prototype. We are getting the stabilized S-Foils, which the B-Wings can use. We are getting the Vector Cannons we talked about. We're also getting a Gunner card in this one, and it is Sabine Wren Gunner. And that is also new. We have Sabine Wren Crew. So I don't know what she's going to do as a gunner. Probably not something to do with bombs, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know, but scary. Like, just to quickly jump back to those talents, like A-Wing's two talent slots, ugh. Like, with four new talents, like, there's going to be a combination most likely, right? And then, you know, Sabine, the question is, like, where is she going on? Or what is she going on, right? Okay, well, she can go on an arc, so that might be a thing. Because we haven't seen into Nora, a Y-Wing. Right? Nora exists. Yeah,
talking about Y-Wings, we have a card that is new that they have teased for us, and it's in both the Scum and the Rebel packs, and it is called Tirfon Belly Run. Do you want to read Tirfon Belly Run for us?
Sure. So, you can perform special attacks even while at range zero of asteroids. While you defend, if you are at range zero of an obstacle, attack dice cannot be re-rolled. So, it's a thing. I honestly don't think this is going to be seeing a lot of play. I mean, if it's 0 points, then yes, then it will. But if it's one, like... Maybe you can put it to reinforce the idea that your Y-Wings can just go straight, but I mean, you're still getting the disadvantages of hitting an asteroid for the most part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Possible damage, loss of action. Like, that's bad.
I agree. It doesn't, you know, a friend of mine was saying, oh, this looks like they're just trying to do what they did with they're just trying to make the Y-Wings turn into the droids, but I think it's very different from, you know, the Vultures or the Hyenas, because this card A doesn't change what they're doing on the asteroid. It just is allowing them to make attack, and it's only special attacks. So, you know, you've got to have a proton torpedo or some kind of torpedo, or you've got to have a turret, and that's the only thing that you are shooting with. You're not getting 180 degrees with your turret. You know, if he's at range 3, you don't get a shot with your turret. So I don't think it's as good, you know, as these other guys.
Here's my even thought. It's like, it's not as good as just not
hitting
an obstacle.
Now, it does give you the freedom if you do hit that rock. Like, if you're trying to fly multiple guys, you know, sometimes Y-Wing pilots like to fly five of them. This says now, hey, guess what? If you do hit one with one guy, it's not as detrimental as it could be. And the defending, the attacker not getting to reroll dice can be good sometimes. You know, especially normally a Y-Wing hits a rock, that your aces are probably, like, your opponent's aces are probably going after that Y-Wing.
Yeah, either that turn
because, oh, hey, guess what? You're not getting mods because you're on this rock. I'm going to punish you for this. Well, now he doesn't get to reroll. Slight benefit. I don't think it's a very good card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're both in that same category.
But they're getting two in the Rebel pack, and then in the Scum pack, they're also getting two. So,
well, that means I'll have four of them,
and you'll never fly a one. But there are 15 cards in the scum pack. We're getting one Hawk 290 light freighter, and we're getting two scum Y-wings. In the Hawk 290, we're getting three new pilots. We are getting Gamut Key, and for this one, we don't have a spread. So we don't know as much about this pack as we do about the other two. I have looked. I have tried to find it. There is no spread. If somebody, listeners, found one somewhere, please let me know. Would love to look at it. But so far, so we don't know as much, but we have Gamut Key.
We know everything that's in it, though.
We know everything that's in it. We just don't know what some of these cards, like what the cards look like. We don't know initiatives. We have Kanan Jarrus, who they did spoil for us. He is an I3. I think they spoiled it on stream. I don't think it was. Oh, it is in here. While you or a ship in your turret arc defense, you may spend one force. If you do, the attacker rolls one fewer attack die. So it is similar to his ability in the Rebels. But instead of being just in arc, it is now turret arc only. So it does not even work if he throws on the title. So this may be the first Hawk that people want to fly without bringing the title to it.
Why would you not want the title?
Well, not saying you don't want it, but like you may not bring it just because his ability doesn't work with it. If you're bringing him for his ability, save the 15 points.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Well, I mean, you get a primary attack with the title, right?
You get a primary attack, you get to hold on to the focus tokens. It's still probably worth the 15 points to take.
Right, because it has to be in the turret, right? And then you get to hold on focus tokens. Yeah, I think you still take the title just to keep you alive while you're defending your dudes.
I mean, if you have the points, I think just this time he may decide,
Right. You could bring a cheap one just to be able to, like, hey, do you want to try to shoot Kanan Jarrus while my other ship is alive and kicking?
Where everybody else kind of, they utilize that title for their abilities, and so not bringing the title is like you're losing 90 degrees of your ability here. Gotta bring that title. Where Kanan, it's not focused on that. Might be worth not having the title sometimes if you're getting an extra 15 points of something somewhere else. Along with that, we have another pilot called Tapusk. Then in our Y-wings, we have
That's all we know. Tapusk. Sounds like you're just like spitting in a can.
We're also getting a spice smuggler, which is the I-1 generic that we already have in the Hawk. But moving over to the Y-wings, we have all new pilots. There is no not new pilots in this one. So we have Arlys Hondrassian. We have Lima Kai. We have three generic Axamine Warriors. We have three generic Janata Security Officers. And we have a pilot that they have spoiled, Padrick. Go ahead and read Padrick for us there.
Well, Padrick, after a friendly device that you have locked detonates, each enemy ship at range 0-1 of that device gains one strength token. Such a weird thing. I mean, I guess you drop a thing, you then just right away lock it, and you just
keep
chugging on.
You're going to be turn 1 or turn 2, K-turning in front of your enemy, and trying to then drop bombs and lock bombs as you're running away.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could always nim it, right? You could, for example, you can advance sense. It's not trajectory sim, right?
Yep.
And then you lock the bomb that's trajectory sim, and then nim holds it, and then you can use those kind of shenanigans. But it seems kind of cheeky. It seems kind of clunky, right? Like you don't want to not have like mods to protect you or Y-wing. And then you're not locking enemies. So.
Yep. Now, again, we have two command cards for an epic. We have Bounty. And we have I Want to See Money / more than just money. So that seems to be a double-sided command card.
Sweet. Cool. Epic's awesome. Play Epic.
Yeah. Now, a cool thing that I see, we have a crew card.
Crew.
And this crew card is Gamut Key, who we see flying the Hawk 290. So, Gamut, you get to bring either as a crew or as a pilot. So, it seems to me that they're putting a lot on this Gamut Key, which might mean he's decent, maybe. Or at least they think he's decent.
Do you have still the German version of it? Does it say how many force charges we get in this pack?
You get one.
Ah, well, there you go, Kanan.
Yeah, and you get one charge of power, as the German translates. Now, we also are getting...
Power. It's around us. It flows through us. It binds us.
We're getting another crew card that's new, called Headmistress Gleb. Mm-hmm. And you said you looked up Headmistress Gleb?
Yep, she's... What type of species is she? Hold on one second. Oh, same species that Pondo Baba was.
And Pondo Baba is the guy that Obi-Wan chopped the arm off of.
Yeah, he is an Aqualish. So yeah. She is an Aqualish.
Now, along with this, we're getting three other crew cards that aren't new, but the scum have access to, but haven't been able to get yet, which is Jango Fett, Hondo Onaka, and Zam Wessel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Zimity Zam.
Going along with this, we are also getting Boba Fett Gunner. We're getting Suppressive Gunner and Weapon System Officer. So again, more cards that aren't new, but the scum fans are probably going to be super excited about.
And so nice to have this follow up from the Sith stuff, because, you know, right away you had cards that you didn't have access to that were really good. And now you have access to them. So fantastic.
We're getting a new astromech, R4B11. Wish we knew more about it, but maybe for later. But the last new card is a talent card. And this is a scum-only talent. We are getting three of them in this pack. And it is called Cutthroat.
AKA Tal Trevor's favorite... upgrade.
Yeah, it was spoiled for us. It reads, after another friendly ship at range 0 to 3 is destroyed, if that ship is limited or has the cutthroat upgrade, you may remove one of your orange or red tokens, or you may recover one non-recurring charge on your ship card or one of your equipped upgrade cards. So that means you have a ship that cannot reload. It's got cutthroat. And then another one of your ships dies. That's either limited or has the cutthroat upgrade. And you can reload your bombs. You could reload your torpedoes, your missiles, anything like that.
Yeah.
You could reload elusive.
Tons of options.
Tons of options. I think this seems to be a very scum-style card.
Oh,
watch your
sure.
friends die, and I'm going to benefit from you dying.
That's actually a really great way of putting it.
Yeah. So that is what's coming in these packs. Super excited for them to come out. March 26th. Can't wait for more news. Hoping that we're going to get... they've told us we're going to, but hoping shortly that we will get some new spoiler articles about these packs.
Monday, the new spoiler day.
Hopefully. I like when they spoil late in the week. That's it's always best for us, but Monday's okay. I'll take it. I'll take any spoilers. I don't care when they come.
Fair enough. This is a good point.
Like we said, excited also for our finals for the Natties online. Excited that that's happening.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Alexander Barrett and Perry Lau for making it. Good luck, guys, in your last match. I can't wait to dish out prizes.
Yeah. Lots of prizes going on. Andrew, do you have any shout-outs? Anything that we, you know, buzzed over that you would like to go back and talk about? Anything I didn't let you say?
I want to continue to thank Brew Wizards for donating tons of prizes our way to make our event possible. I want to thank Greg from Nickel City for, again, doing the streams that you have done. They're excellent quality, and I know that you have had some recent success with more viewers and everything. I think your hard work really speaks to the success that's coming your way. So thank you again. And I can't wait to fly Vader in a TIE Defender.
Pulling a cliff and giving a shout out to a ship. Nice.
Yep.
I want to echo that. Greg, thank you for making the streaming some of our games. It's been really, really fun. It's been fun watching and being like, hey, this is pilots like from Canada right now that are flying mostly. We're not seeing that a lot on a lot of the other streams that I've seen, so it's cool to have that. Thank you also, like Andrew said, thank you Brew Wizards. We really appreciate the prize support that you have gifted us. So make sure, guys, if you're in the Durham region or able to drive to the Durham region when March 26 hits, get your pre-orders in to Brew Wizards before March 26 so they can get you these squadron packs. Also want to shout out to our players that participated, all the players, all 36 of you guys, well, 35 because I'm one of the 36. Anyways, everyone who participated in the Natties Online, thank you so much. We really appreciate, because your participation made this possible. For everybody who's listening, thank you also for listening. I appreciate you joining us tonight.
We appreciate you. There's lots of appreciation going around.
There's so much appreciation going on right now. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. There's so much appreciation going on right now.
I appreciate the amount of appreciation that you're dishing out right now, Jared.
I think we're getting a little heavy on the appreciation, though. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to get a hold of us, please feel free to reach out over Instagram or Facebook. We are also on Discord, and we will leave a link in the description. And we can be reached by email at nattiespodcast@gmail.com. My name is Jared Brunewagen, and until next time, keep your ship on the mat. We're rooting for you. And as always, just roll natties. I got it.
Start recording in 30 seconds, if you don't mind. Yep, good to go.
Andrew's just quiet?
Oh, I'm just listening.
It's probably slightly better having advanced sensors over the reflexes. What's the reflex? Not perceptive reflexes.
Precognitive.
Precognitive reflexes. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Well, and I think that where was I going with that? I know how much you love Hera.
Oh, jeez. I'm not even on I am on the page. Look at me go. I was prepared.
Just, it is not locked to a front arc attack. So you could do this with Prockets. You could do this with your turret. Both work. Wow, could you imagine a 5-dice Procket from a Wedge?
It's not restricted to...
It's only restricted to the defender being, or it is primary, you're right, no Prockets. Yeah, so, I mean... Yeah, and even bringing Nim, like, Nim's an I-5. So that one goes off, Nim chucks another one the next turn, and you don't get the lock on it, probably, because he's, like, way over there. I mean, you might, because he chucks it in system phase, but... Yeah, I don't know.
I think you get the lock, but it's like, yeah, you still kind of got to line it up a little bit. It's still, yeah. And it's like a one-trick pony, right? How often are you going to be doing this later? I don't know, right? So